News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
A public meeting is to take place tomorrow in Dublin, raising concerns over the development of O'Devany Gardens in on the north side of Dublin, just beside the Phoenix Park. As it stands, a hearing against the development by three independent Dublin City Councillors has been adjourned. The plans would see 1,047 homes brought to the area. One of those raising concerns is Dr. Lorcan Sir, Senior Lecturer in Housing at the Technological University of Dublin. Lorcan, thanks for talking to us. A lot of people will be listening this morning saying, do we not need 1,047 new homes in an area close to good public transport, close to the city centre, close to the Phoenix Park? What's the problem here?
Yeah, I think one of the, I think one of the misnomers out there with housing is that it's all about supply and all supply is good supply. And actually all supply isn't necessarily good supply. It needs to be, you know, well designed at the right price in the right location and the right tenure, of course. And I think the protest tomorrow, and I'm no great, you know, Che Guevara out there, so it takes something to get me off my couch and to go down and talk to people like this. But I think the protesters have a good point on architectural grounds. I mean, there's going to be, I think, four tower blocks way above the height limit that's allowed in Dublin City Development Plan. And there's social grounds for complaining about this or for objecting to this. And in other words, you're going to put 2,000 people into a residential area, which is okay, but there's no consideration for any extra services that these people will need. So, like, what GP are they going to register with? You know, if there's not even any sort of a wider footpath to allow 2,000 people to come out and go to work every morning, is there going to be additional Lewis carriages for these people? Because not all of them will be going on the direction into the city centre. So the whole area of facilities, and then, of course, there's the whole big problem, Shane, is one of the process itself, the strategic housing development process itself, which is incredibly anti-democratic because of the decision is made by Bourke and Lawland. There's no appeal.
Okay, let's tease out a couple of those issues. We'll get to the size of the development in a moment. But social grounds, I mean, this is an area, like, it's about a 20-minute walk from the city centre. It's very close. It's about a 5-minute walk to Stony Batter. The 46A terminus is right beside this area. The Lewis is really close to it. It's hard to make an argument that says this area is not going to be exceptionally, and these houses are not going to be exceptionally well serviced.
Absolutely, in terms of public transport, like you point out. But, you know, if you have, say, you're assuming that all these people are able-bodied and will be able to walk or willing to walk down to the IFSC or wherever they walk, a lot of people will take the Lewis, and there's no indication that there'll be any extra services on the Lewis for another few hundred people every morning. It's busy enough coming in there. But there's also things, Shane, not all these people will be perfectly healthy. They'll need to register with a GP. There's no indication or there's no allowance made for it like that.
But you're certainly... A GP service follows the people. I mean, you're not going to have a GP setting up before the houses are built, because they'd be sitting there.
No, I think that's another misnomer. You know, builders and they will come. You don't see that happening in, say, in Cabra. There's another 500 or 600 apartments going up. There's no extra GP services for that. Down in Finsbury, there's another SHD going up there, going to happen there, and there's no extra GPs around Finsbury either. So that's partly a function of GPs and their,
okay, the size of the development. Look, there is no doubt in normal times you would look at this development and say it is very intrusive on the surrounding area, but these are exceptional times. Isn't there an argument that says, you know what, we need to build, and we need to build big here, basically, because people need houses?
Well, we have a development plan that has been voted in by councillors who are in turn voted in by us, and that has set a 24-metre height limit on development in Dublin, which is fine. The what has happened here is that there's four tower blocks. One of them is going to be 14 stories, and there's another few of them going to be 10 stories high. Now, all the judicial reviews that have been taken against Bourke and Lawland for the decisions, and they've lost all of them so far, have been taken on the grounds of the material controversial development plan. In other words, a blatant disregard of the development plan. And that's exactly what's happening here. So I suspect there will also be a judicial review taken against this one. And remember, Bourke and Lawland have lost or conceded all of them on these grounds. So you'd wonder why Bourke and Lawland grant planning permission for something that is a direct material controversial. We could do something
just
a lot better.
Very briefly, to come back to the GP thing. I mean, a shortage of GPs is not a reason not to build houses, not to build apartments.
Well, actually, you know, in civilized countries, Shane, what you do is you have the services and then you build and you make sure that there's adequate facilities for people there. It's the same with the car parking. They're providing very little car parking on the kind of on the fairyland assumption that people won't have cars. But typically what happens is people do have cars, because in Ireland you generally need a car because our transport system isn't great. So you'll find people parking on the streets all around the development. So you absolutely need to consider all the impacts before you allow the development. And what we're doing, is, of course, is retrofitting everything. We allow the development to happen first, and then we decide, oh my God, where the GP is afterwards, you know.
Dr. Lorcan Sir, Senior Lecturer in Housing at the Technological University Dublin, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.